where you have those really tight gradients of winds, that's where we have these what we call downburst clusters. And that's that really moist, cold air dropping down through the atmosphere because it's really dense, hits the surface, and then spreads out. And that's how you get those high winds. Why a derecho is a specific and very terrible beast is that those downbursts can perpetuate. So you get those downbursts continuing along a specific line, and that's where you see this linear features in the wind field.